It says, he calls the Kasa the Kech of Yisrael. A person should prepare himself, mechabed himself, when he's going to converse with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It also says, Shmor Raglecha Kashatelech Beis Elikim. Watch your steps, what you're doing before you go to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go to his house. So, based on this, we learn that a person has to be in the position that he does not have to go to the bathroom when he starts Shmon Esrei. Not only that, but if she did have to go to the bathroom, they started Shmon Esrei, he has to daven again. But that is only he cannot hold himself in for 72 minutes, then the diyev of the Shmon Esrei is not a good Shmon Esrei, and he has to say again. If he was able to hide him from the beginning of the tefillah, he could have held himself 72 minutes, then his tefillah is a kosher tefillah b'diyev. Even if he ended up going to the bathroom for whatever reason within 72 minutes, but if Lamaisa, he didn't go because he couldn't hold himself anymore, just decided to go. Since Lamaisa, he was able to hold himself in, for that period of time, it's been the other right. In other words, if he feels a need, then he should check himself. It doesn't mean a person that doesn't feel any need should check himself. Other rabbi says that it's a proper thing to go to the bathroom in the morning and at night. If he was sad to oneself. But the nice, if he has a certain feeling that he has to go to the bathroom, then he has to check himself before the Tehillat Shmar Esrei. There are certain conditions, OCD and the like, that a person always is nervous about things. And that person should ask a shayla to his person who wrote, who knows his condition. Yeah. Another chiddush is that Mishnah Berurah brings from Magen Avraham and other achrayim that if a person is very late in the day, and he's going to start going to checking himself in the bathroom, he'll miss his man of tefillah, as long as he could estimate that he can hold himself in for 72 minutes, he can dive in even like a tefillah, because otherwise he will miss out the entire tefillah. Meramah says, V'chol nisim l'kov osav, afilim zibay tefillah, kol zman shaguf meshugas minan akov. This is a chiddush that Agoyis Maimonides brings, that not only is an issue to daven when one has to go to the bathroom, but also one is not allowed to start learning or say Kriya Shema or say Brochus, that when he feels he has to go to the bathroom, but he is Yotze. In this situation, if he feels he can hold himself more than a pausa, then Mishnah Berurah says that he can say Kriya Shema. If a person is in the middle of a shir or a drasha, and he suddenly has a strong desire to go to the bathroom, even if he reaches the point of Bata Shakso, he's allowed to hold himself back, because it's an issue of Kovid Habriyas, and therefore, such circumstances, Chazal said that he does not have to. Okay. Steve Bays, in the Amsat Filos in the Soil of Taiva, he starts Shmon Esrei, in the middle of Shmon Esrei, he suddenly feels the need to go to the bathroom, and Yamid Atma Achigma Velayafsa. You should not stop in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Well, over here, the Mishnah Berurah brings that, we'll leave that for another minute, this Mishnah Berurah, because we'll get to the Ramah. The image has Kriya Shema B'chus Ten Esrei, Ben Tan Ben Gdoim U'Kar Kitar. Also, if you felt the need to go to the bathroom in the middle of Kriya Shema, the B'chus Kriya Shema, then you should continue being a Kriya Shema. But, he has to want to continue Kriya Shema, but he has to stop towards the end, because he cannot start Shmon Esrei, that's considered a new thing. The Ramah says, "Dafke she'enoy misave kol kach is mishum bata shaksu." Maybe we should put this in the next day. This Ramah.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to do it one more.
Yeah.
Okay. Sadek beis, the sif beis, the Ramah. That which we said that milus maresi one should not stop to go to the bathroom. The Ramah holds. If it gets to the point that Imamish, he has a pressing need to go to the bathroom, he's forcing himself not to go, then going to the Ramah, he should stop in the middle of Shmon Esrei. If he already reached the point of Bata Shaksa, the Mishnah Berurah passed, not the Ramah passes that he should be Masik, but the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham that says not like that. Now the halacha is, primarily, if a person is in a minyan, and he has a pressing need to go to the bathroom, since it's an issue of Kavod Habriyas, he can continue saying Shmon Esrei, even though he reached the point of Baal Teshach. Even if he's davening at home, there's also a discussion about it, and there's what to rely on to finish up Shemoneh Esrei before he goes to the bathroom. If Lamaise, he feels a pressing need to go to the bathroom, and he cannot hold himself in, and obviously goes to the bathroom, if he was in the bathroom, the amount of time it takes him to say the entire Shemoneh Esrei, then he has to start Shemoneh Esrei over again.